The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
But first, Garda investigation is underway after the bodies of a man and a young child were found in a Dublin house over the weekend. The bodies were discovered by the child's mother at their home on Saturday evening. To get the latest on this, I'm joined by Sarah Burns, news reporter with the Irish Times. Sarah, good morning.
Morning, Pat.
Can you fill us in on the status of the investigation? What are Gardaí saying at the moment?
Yeah, so Gardaí are treating the death of a father and his daughter as a suspected murder-suicide. The young girl has been named locally as Yulia Dutch-Kosva, who was 5 years old, and her father, Christoph Dutch-Kosvi, who was aged 50. So the scene in Finglas, North Dublin, remains sealed off this morning with technical examinations continuing. As you were saying, they were discovered by the child's mother, Aga, at their home in Heathfield on Saturday evening, and she had just returned home from work. Emergency services arrived at the house at about 8 p.m, but were unable to revive the child or her father. There was no sign of forced entry to the house or any third party involvement, and the bodies were removed at around noon yesterday following initial examinations and transferred to the local mortuary ahead of post-mortem examinations.
Now, what do we know about the family, how long they have lived in Ireland, and are there other family members?
The couple were originally from Poland and had been living in Ireland for a number of years. Christoph is understood to have worked as a bus driver, and the child's mother works in retail. I understand Yulia was due to celebrate her 6th birthday over the coming weeks and was in senior infants at a school in Blanchardstown. So Gardaí have been contacting relatives and family members abroad. An incident room has been set up at Finglas Garda station, and a senior investigating officer and family liaison officer have been appointed. But residents and neighbours who I was chatting to yesterday spoke of how they were a very quiet, very nice family, how they would see Yulia out in the playground that faced their home, learning how to ride her bike over the summer without stabilisers, and also that the child's grandmother had travelled over and stayed with them over the summer.
All right, and there is no other sibling to Yulia, is that your understanding?
As far as I understand, no other sibling.
So reaction in the locality of where the family have lived, I mean, clearly very distressing for those who knew them. But generally speaking, you know, when we hear of deaths, unexpected deaths in this area, it tends to be of a different calibre.
Yeah, like generally just a lot of shock and sadness at what had occurred. Heathfield is a relatively new housing estate. It's just across the road from the Kappa Hospital. There's a large green in the middle of the Heathfield estate with a big playground. So there's lots of children and teenagers living in the area who make use of that green space. But some of the parents locally who I was speaking to were talking about being, you know, they were very upset and kind of grappling with the question of whether they would tell their own kids or how they would broach the subject. And, you know, they didn't really want their kids out on the green yesterday. Local TDs and councillors were just talking about how state services should now be provided to family, friends, neighbours, classmates of Yulia over the coming weeks, and, you know, that they would be very much needed here.
I presume there has been a political reaction locally from TDs and councillors.
Yeah, like I was speaking to Sinn Féin's Desi Ellis, and he spoke about how one of his own relatives lives in the housing estate and just how it was a new housing estate and that a lot of people originally from Finglas and kind of the surrounding areas were living there, but that it was a generally quiet housing estate and that people were just kind of stunned and, you know, how it was hard to imagine what had happened there.
Now, there is no danger to the community at large anyway, because this is thought by the Gardaí to be, if you like, a family tragedy, self-contained.
Exactly. At this stage, Gardaí suspect it is a case of murder-suicide, that they believe the father may have killed the child before taking his own life, and they're not looking for anybody else at this point. Obviously, the post-mortem will dictate the next steps in terms of their own investigations, and I understand they're due to take place later this afternoon.
All right, Sarah, thank you very much for that update. We will no doubt get further information after the post-mortem findings are revealed. Sarah Burns, news reporter with the Irish Times.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.